Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
In Crisis and with Christ, a mental health journey with Svenja Dollar.
The last two segments, we went over some aspects of depression, and today we'll stick to this topic, but in a less obvious way. We'll be focusing on unequal improvements during recovery and how God has factored into my staggered steps forward. The following excerpt is from later in my recovery from depression. I wasn't completely better yet, but I had more energy than before. Much more energy. March 5th, 2013. Cars, and the ability to drive them, are amazing things. Of course, there is the obvious reason that it provides a mode of transportation from point A to point B. It frees you from your family's schedules and willingness, or lack thereof, to drive you places. It offers warmth and chilled air when you need it after days in the park. But possibly my favorite reason is one that I've discovered very recently. It allows you to turn up the music as loud as it will go, speed 60 miles an hour in your neighborhood, and scream at the top of your lungs until you can actually feel your face going red and your veins popping out. It's a great feeling to know you can go anywhere, stop wherever you want on your way home. The release of all that tension and nervous energy was amazing. This excerpt is so very different than the other ones I've aired so far, in that I'm doing something. I'm not stuck in slow motion, or suffering from mind-clouding emotions or lack thereof. I have had enough energy to do something about my emotions. And this was not necessarily a good thing all the time. I began to act on my sadness, crying a lot and often. I began to act on my anxieties, through self-harm and speeding through residential streets at 60 miles an hour. I began to act strangely, running away when overwhelmed, and actively making plans for suicide as solutions to my negative emotions. This newfound energy was a very early step in my recovery, but it came before I had gotten a good handle on healthy coping mechanisms, and only slightly after I began to identify the actual emotions themselves. This combination of factors was something that prompted my psychologist at the time to raise these concerns with me and my husband Christian. His main concern was suicide, as my increased energy would make me more prone to act on my depressed thoughts and feelings. This situation is not a step that every person with depression or mental illness goes through during their recovery. As always, I have to say that this is just my personal story. The individuality of mental illness and its sufferers is what makes psychologists, counselors, therapists, and psychiatrists all so important, because they have the schooling and the know-how to see to and care for your individual experience. My individual experience was a bona fide roller coaster. I would make some steps in self-awareness, which is good, and then the newfound knowledge would send me for an emotional loop-de-loop, as now I have to face their negative manifestations, as I was no longer shoving them deep down. This emotional instability and feeling helpless to do anything about it led me to dip into depression again and again. It was during this time in my life that the Bible, God's Word, became so much more important to me. It was the only thing in my life that would stay the same, that wouldn't get tired and need a day off from helping me, that wouldn't be a test to see if it would help me in my circumstances, that wouldn't have to be a phone call or a text away, that I wouldn't have to wait for. God's words were with me through everything, and I found true solace and stability in these words. And, if you hadn't already made a connection to a verse or two that I was living firsthand, let me show them to you, because they're pretty great verses. First, we have Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. So that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Here Paul is speaking about becoming grounded within Christ and his love that permeates through our community and connects us with each other and with him. We should do this not only to become closer to Christ, but so that we will not be tossed to and fro by cunning men. And in my life, I was peddling my own cunning deceit to myself, telling myself that my wayward emotions were my own fault and that my guilt is wholly justifiable. But I found an anchor and a hope in Christ Jesus, in God's words. The other verse is in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Here we see that when the whole of my world, including my friends, family, and myself, were all struggling to keep my head above water, God offers a stable and safe life rooted in his word and his love. These two verses were not, and are not, my favorite verses, and at times I even hated them because they seemed to mock me with their simplicity and their promise of something that I did not have and felt I never could. But I did think of them when I felt that the rug had been pulled out from under my feet through panic attacks, running away, or a particularly hard therapy session. And remembering those words that God offers me as a stable foundation to weather this storm, my heart was kept open by Christ for Christ, at a time that I could keep it open for nothing of this world, positive or not. My journey is not usually so directly influenced by God. I usually find verses or prayers that encourage me and I can turn back to. But in this moment of recovery, I felt the verses with empathy and not with hope, because I knew that I was the person in the verse and that those things were happening to me.
In Crisis and with Christ, with Svenja Dollar, we'll be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions, or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk or visit Svenja's blog at svenjadollar.wixsite.com/she's lost her marbles. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Lutheran Radio UK.